Thank you. Padre, ora por los chavales. Pues mi. Honor me and make before we get to the building, we show meeting with you for the first time to the confidence in the the most important thing was to appoint our family and the ministry we know each other. Of that is myself. It's not me who said other people should not be in the ministry. I'm not sure. But on a serious note, my name is Kevin Amin, chairman of the Life Committee for Sharp President. I will move that side from Honorable Member. Thank you, Dr. Kevin. I am in the last one.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Hans Stock. I'm a member of the Select Committee and I represent the Northern Cape in the ANC. Thanks.
My name is Ndomo Shekawole, member of the NCOP for the Southern Kingdom.
My name is Mukuru Moro. I'm a pressure for the committee. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm John Whiting. I'm also a researcher for this committee.
Good afternoon. I'm Kabila Kete, colleague advisor for the committee.
Good afternoon. I'm Carol Williams.
Parish Chair, I'm a monitor with PMG.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the introduction. Can I hand over to the minister because for my agenda is written by the department. Minister, unfortunately, I did not check whether you still have a queue for this minute. I'm very much interested in the
Genesis, Honorable members of the NCOP, the officials of the department, and the parliamentary staff. Yes, last year we got a skin audit, and we are working towards the last financial year, and I don't want to make a lot of promises. But a chairperson, as you said, that a skin audit does not mean that we are making an impact in our community. And the most important thing that we are trying to do to ensure that our impact is felt by a community. We're going to allow Nelly Villarazu, who is our COO, to make a presentation and then ask other colleagues to make additions, and then thereafter will respond to questions. And then lastly, the Deputy Minister had some engagement in Gauteng, and he was in Togo.
This is the report by the Department of Social Development in terms of the resident and adult circumstances of 2015 and 2016. We have structured the presentation in terms of introduction and background and strategic priorities, strategic plan, APPs, the outlook, and then the conclusion. In terms of our introduction, we came up with the strengthening and APPs after we started an extensive consultation with our key stakeholders. Our key stakeholders included provincial government departments, SASA, NPA, as well as other departments that contribute to the NPSS chapter on social protection. The NPSS chapter attracted the development path for South Africa and outlined the national development plan vision 2030. So it called for the department to coordinate efforts towards an inclusive and responsive social protection regime. The vision for the department is still the same as we presented it last year, honorable members, a caring and self-reliant society. The mission is to transform our society by building conscious and capable citizens through the provision of comprehensive information and sustainable development services. We have five key strategic priorities that are aligned with the FNS. One is reforming the social welfare center and services to deliver better results. Two, improve the provision of every child development, which means that all children should enjoy services and benefits. Eight, is facilitating access to nutrition, health care, education, social care, and safety. Three, deepening social assistance and extend the scope for social security. Four, strengthening integrated community development interventions and improving household food and nutrition. Five, establish social protection systems to strengthen coordination, integration, planning, monitoring, and evaluation services. In terms of our priorities, our second, they are as follows. We align the MTSS priorities with the strategic objectives as well as the high-level output that we have for the strategic objectives. The strengthening social welfare services through legislative and policy reforms. We have the high-level output that includes reviewing of the Social Welfare White Paper and Social Development Act, a social welfare financing model, norms and standards, public institutionalized organized capacity for monitoring of public standards established, 100% of those who receive FAFSA absorbed annually into the sector after the completion of their studies, reduce the separation for sustainable society partnership in the delivery of social welfare and community development services, the resourcing strategy for social development services, demand and supply model for social service professionals, legislation on the professionalization and regulation of social service professionals, as well as strengthening all the services services. Also, provide or on the reforming the social welfare sector services to deliver better results. We have the strategic objective, which is to reduce the incidence of social crime, substance abuse, and facilitate the provision of support services to targeted groups. High level outputs include the legislation on victim empowerment support services, implementation of the South African Integrated Program of Action addressing gender-based violence, implementation of the victim empowerment intersectoral strategy, strengthened care support to families, implementation of the integrated social crime prevention strategy, implementation of the Child Justice Act, as well as the implementation of the National Anti-Substance Abuse Program of Action, and then the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan. And then another strategic objective is to promote the empowerment and rights of persons with disabilities through the development and implementation of legislation, policies and programs. The high-level output includes legislative measures to protect and promote the rights of persons with disabilities, national disability rights policy developed and implementation supported, policy on social welfare services with disabilities developed and implementation supported, and disability inequality index developed and tracked. And then the strategic objective on strengthening child protection services and improve quality of early child development services. High level output is the policy on ECD, regulatory framework aligned to ECD policy developed, ECD infrastructure plan, 9% registered ECD facilities complying with the norms and standards, integrated human resource plan developed for ECD structure, comprehensive package of services for children in ECD, legislative alignment on ECD provision, increased access to child care protection through adoption services, implementation of the foster care project plan, implementation of the transformation plan for child and youth care centers, implementation of the guidance on the registration of the drop-in centers in terms of the Children Act, and strengthening services to offer the vulnerable children. The strategic objective on the MTS carries on deepening social access and attending the scope for social security. The strategic objective is to extend the provision of social access to eligible individuals. High-level output includes social grants for eligible individuals, 50% increase in child support grant value, and 11.4 million children who qualify access to grants by 2017. Social relief and disaster relief reaching affected individuals in distress and climate. Another strategic objective, which is an effective and efficient social security system that protects poor and vulnerable people against income poverty. We have the high-level output that includes policy proposal on the universalization of all assessments and child support grants, increase the value of child support grants to others and vulnerable children, policy on chronic conditions to enhance social assistance coverage for persons with disabilities, policy on income support for working-age individuals, policy on guaranteed employment schemes, policy on mandatory cover for retirement disability and survivor benefits, policy for the inclusion of informal sector workers in social security, a policy for the inclusion of military veterans in social security, and functional inspectorate for social assistance. Another priority is the strengthening community development intervention. It is a strategic objective to facilitate and coordinate community development efforts to build vibrant and sustainable communities. High-level output includes integrated community development framework and model, community development policy framework developed, regulated and uniform community development practice, enhanced skills and competences of community development practitioners and community-based organizations to facilitate effective community development. Vulnerable communities and households provide and facilitate community mobilization, development of community-based plans for social transformation. Another strategic objective on this priority is the contribution to poverty eradication and elimination of hunger, through support to community-driven programs and the provision of food. Sanctuary Services. The high level output includes the establishment and support to community income generating activities, household support and ability to socioeconomic opportunities, and vulnerable households and individuals accessing nutrition food through food security programs. The last priority on the establishment of social protection systems to strengthen coordination, integration, planning, monitoring, and evaluation of services. We have one strategy objective here, which is to improve social development center performance through monitoring and evaluation. A high level output is effective M&E systems for social development center that includes the development of the national integrated social protection system, common set of outcomes and systemic indicators developed, a results-based framework for social protection developed, as well as evaluation sites in line with set priorities for social development for that thing. We now move on to the annual performance plan. In terms of program one, we'll try to summarize. We will focus on the first two columns of the presentation. The first column is looking to the high-level output. The second one is looking to what we will be delivering on in this current financial year, 2015-2016. For example, in terms of the improved infrastructure and the high-level output, the focus this financial year is the construction of four public inpatient substance treatment centers in the Eastern Cape, Northwest District, and Northern Cape. Develop an automated complaint management system. This will develop this current financial year at the National Department of Social Development Council. And then gender mainstream into social development loans, policy strategies and programs. We want to ensure that these 150 officials are capacitated on gender mainstreaming this year. In terms of the legal integrated social protection system, we want to design of the next piece a monitoring tool linked to the set of priorities. And then a results-based framework for social protection developed. We want to ensure that the common set of outcomes and systemic indicators are developed this financial year. And then also the development of the 5-year human resource plan by this current financial year. In terms of program two, which is social assistance, the high level output to social grant access to eligible individuals. We do have the set there in terms of our target in terms of 2015-16 in terms of all age grants, health support grants, all age grants, 3.1 million access all age grants, child support grants, 12 million, work veteran grants, 223, disability grants is 1.1 million, care dependent grant 142,000, foster care grant 490,000, and grant age 604,000. In terms of social relief, reaching affected individuals, time and in the target, we want to ensure that we process 160,000 applications at this financial year. Program 3 in terms of social security, policy and administration, high-level output, universalization of older persons grants. The target for this year, we want to complete a discussion paper on the universalization of the older persons grants. And then increase the value of the child support grant to orphans and vulnerable children. Want to complete consultation and also host a policy proposal on this one. And then policy on mandatory cover for retirement, disability, and survivor benefits. We want to finalize the consultation on the proposed mandatory cover. And then policy for guaranteed employment scheme. We want to develop policy options for guaranteed employment and scheme. Policy on the inclusion of the informal sector workers. We want to develop the policy on the inclusion of the informal sector workers. And lastly, the functional inspectorate for social assistance. Here we want to integrate the inspectorate within the comprehensive security and the traditional agreement. Honourable members, we know that in terms of the act, the inspectorate for social assistance is separate from the department. So this current financial year is part of integration. we've established this institute for it. In terms of program four, service standards, high level output was to review social welfare and service and white paper, review the implementation this current financial year of the white paper, demand and supply model for social service professionals. We conduct the geographic distribution of the social work service workforce. Resource strategy for social development services, this we are targeting to finalize it by the year 17-18. In terms of the supervision framework for social work profession implemented, we developed the social work supervision program and developed the staff recruitment and retention strategy for social service practitioners. And then in terms of the skill enhancement program developed, we want to ensure that this is developed this current financial year. Scholarship program implemented, we want to award 1,300 new scholarships this financial year. The legislation on the professionalization and regulation of social service professionals. This year we submit the bill for social service practitioner to the social welfare financing model. Want to ensure that this is up to this current financial year. Review the dispensation for state civil society partnership in the delivery of social welfare and community development services. Want to have this model approved and in place this financial year. Policy and guidance for social welfare veterans programs developed. We want to develop the policy for social welfare veterans program this current financial year. And then the amendments to the Older Persons Act, we want to finalize the issue to the Older Persons Act this financial year. In terms of skill and program four, on children, policy ECD, approval of the ECD policy this year, develop the social development or HR plan for ECD this current financial year, access to quality ECD programs and services increased to 50% by 2019, want to increase the number of children accessing ECD programs, it is by 10%, which is part of the 29,000. A comprehensive package of services for children in ECD, where they will access nutrition, immunization, literacy, and schoolation programs, and approval of the comprehensive ECD program targeted for this year, universal access to ECD rollout plans, capacity building on the universal access on rollout plans provinces, legislative alignment on ECD provisions, municipal bylaws and provincial legislation, a concept paper on the legislative alignment for ECD to develop current financial year, funding policy for ECD developed, once you increase access to health care and protection through adoption services, will increase the number of children adopted by 20%, which is about 2,178. While on children, we want to strengthen child protection services. 30,000 persons working with children screened against the child protection register, which is part of the child protection register that requires that every person who works with the children in order to eliminate issues, the risk of abuse and all. Implementation of the CBD model, once monitor the implementation of this model in provinces, advocacy and capacity building conducted on children's rights and responsibilities. We'll have 8 national advocacy capacity development workshops on the children's rights and responsibilities. Capacity building programs development of the concept document for the integrated capacity building framework. Implementation of the foster care project, then want to audit, do an audit of the current foster care treatment. Review Children's Act, approval of the Children's Second Amendment Bill by Cabinet. Strengthen child rights, governance, and compliance. Want to have 9 provincial workshops on child rights, governance, and compliance. Strengthen ULA, the Abandoned Data System, and produce annual reports on the status of children. Congress, ULA, the Abandoned Data System users, capacitated. Freedom Program 4, Social Crime Prevention and Victim Empowerment.
high-level output implementation of the Transactions Act, we want to monitor accredited service providers providing diversion programs in nine provinces. Implementation of the Integrated Social Crime Prevention Strategy Action Plan, want to facilitate the implementation of prevention and early intervention programs in nine provinces. Legislation on victim empowerment support services, submit the bill to cabinet. Implementation of the African Integrated Program of Helping Addressing Gender-Based Violence. Want to increase the number of people accessing command center services by 10%. And that is 10 white door safe spaces across the country, like 2 in cases and 1 in 2 in Eastern Cape, 2 in the Northern Cape, 2 in Mpumalanga and 1 in Limpopo. There's the academic model approved. We want to ensure the approval of the DSD academic concept. Program 4 on the youth. The high level output is facilitate the mobilization and the establishment of youth structures. 8,000 youth participating in the mobilization program, 1,400 youth attending leadership camps, and 52 youth clubs established and supported. A reviewed youth development strategy, we want to ensure that this strategy is reviewed. A youth participating in youth development programs, 7,000 youth is targeted to participate in the skill development program. Program for an HIV/AIDS, transit psychosocial support services to orphan and vulnerable children and other targets vulnerable by HIV/AIDS. Want to reach 2 million children this current financial year. Implementation of social and behavior change programs. Want to train 500 implementers on social behavior change programs. Develop HIV and AIDS competent communities through capacity enhancement programs. Want to train 300 facilitators on the community enhancement program. Draft policy guidance on the for utilization of community workers within social development center and train 1,900 community caregivers on psychosocial programs. Once on program 4, right of persons with disability. And high level output national disability rights policy analysis and implementation tools develop national disability rights policy and implementation tools. Access to disability welfare services that promote dignity, empowerment, and self-reliance improve. Want to ensure that we call in the norms and standards for residential facilities. Transformation plan for protective workshops. We develop transformation plan for protective workshops. Disability inequality index is based to check the impact of the delivery on the critical outcomes for persons with disabilities. We finalize the disability inequality index this financial year. On program 5, social policy and integrated service delivery, coordination of social standards public employment program, the focus to create 40,000 job work opportunities in financial year. Integrated social services provided to communities, facilitate the provision of integrated social development services to 42 community work program sites, facilitate the provision of 7 social development services to military veterans. Report on the national adolescent sexuality rights and a framework strategy. Want to ensure that the strategy is developed and to support the IMC on population policy that has been recently introduced and established. Capacity building interventions and support stakeholders to implement the population policy. 5 international scholarships awarded for students to do population policy analysis and training. And 26 bursary holders graduates also were obtained. They want to ensure that those who 26 of them who wanted the bursary they finalize the current financial year. In terms of the effective efficient national non-profit organization registration monitoring and information system, we want to process 98% of applications within 2 months of registration. that is the legislation in terms of the Non-Profit Organization Act, conduct non-profit organization act roadshows, intervene in local municipalities across the country, revise the regulatory framework for NPOs, want to draft the NPO amendment bill, as well as train 3,000 people, NPOs, this current financial year in order to ensure compliance, and train 400 provincial officials on non-profit organization act. In terms of the thing on program 5, high-level outputs, enhance skills and competences of community development practitioners to facilitate effective community development. We send 1,200 CDPs this year. Regulators and uniform community development practice want to ensure that we have an approved community development practice policy. Implementation of Mihozo outreach program will profile 100,000 households, profile 400 communities, conduct 400 dialogues, reach 200 deputies ward through Mihozo and 400 community-based plans developed. Community structures capacitated to address local problems will support 300 co-ops this financial year. Households supported linked to socio-economic opportunities, 400 households supported and linked to socio-economic opportunities, and 600,000 people accessing food through social development programs, and 40,000 households accessing food through DSD programs as well. This is based on the high-level output on households, vulnerable households, and individuals accessing nutritious food through food and security, food security programs for social development. I'll now, Honourable Chairperson, members, hand over to the Chief Financial Officer, who will then present the financial output based on the plan that has been presented.
Thank you. With regards to the 20th allocation, the allocation may be made up in terms of the departmental baseline of 138 million, the baseline reduction of 130 million, and then also the total cost with the more of the functional and partner form children and people with disabilities, such as 900 million. Allocation of 2013 and 38.9 billion. So in terms of the graph, in terms of this percentage increase,
can I interrupt you? I want to see the question statement. Is the reduction from the payment?
Yes, the reduction from the payment, so that the treasury effort for all the departments.
Okay.
In terms of the budget, baseline increase from 2014 to 2015-16 is a 7.3% increase, then a 7.2 increase to 2016-17, and then a 6.6 increase in the RPO. In terms of the percentage, the budget on programs, the major portion of the budget is for social equipment, 94%, and then the rest is social security policy, 4.89%, and it's mainly of transit to suffer, and then the others are smaller percentages in terms of the budget allocation. If we look at allocation in terms of the program, inventory, administration, 297 million in 2015-16. Social assistance and mainly the grants, 130 billion. Social security policy and administration, 6.7 billion. Mainly the bulk of that goes to SASA for the operational expenditure. Welfare policy, development and implement support, 662 million. And social policy and integrated services, 359 million. Breakdown in terms of economic education. Compensation, 403 million. Goods and services, 361 million. Transit and subsidy, 157 million. And then payment of crypto is 9.6 million. terms of the major transfers that we indicated, mainly the social grant that I indicated earlier, and then some the NDA, 184 million, for social work scholarships, 236 million, HIV and AIDS organizations, 43 million, substance abuse treatment companies, a conditional company volume of treatment centers, 47.5 million, and our grants to national council, 25 million, and totally, the population. Speaking of the departmental, we can see the results of the budget cut, the effect of the aid from the department in 2015, that is dropping the 1% off from the departmental budget, and then increase again for the NPS on average about 5.5%. In terms of the split of the departmental budget, budget administration 38%, social policy 13%, welfare services 33%, and then social and integrated services really 15%. That can translate in terms of trend, 293 million for administration, 98 million for social security policy administration, 260 million for welfare services and social policy, 124 million. In total, the departmental budget for 2015 is 779. In terms of the major trend on economic classification, that's compensation, 42%, food and culture, 46%, and 1% each of the houses. In terms of the programs, just some quickly to run through the programs based on the same company. Some programs are in the major programs, such as the administration, major ministry, departmental management, corporate management, major management, 1 million, finance, 5 million, audit, 9 million, and also conversion, so 297 million in terms of administration. And economic classification, mainly 169 million for compensation, and 124 million for services. In terms of program 3, major top program, program 3, there's social grant administration, there's transfer to SASA, 6.5 million. And then the 78 million also to SASA for the social grant for investigation. Risk, education, remains in the department. In terms of the economic classification, 42 million for the program in the department, 32 million in student services, 6.6 million to SASA, and then 1.4 million in the department. Program 4, sub-program service standards. I think the main highest allocation in this program is on substance abuse and children, 62 million and 80 million respectively. In terms of economic classification, sorry, this is so well preserved. Youth, that's 30 million, HIV and AIDS, 81 million. The scholarships, 176 million. And then in terms of economic classification, mainly 102 in terms of the transfer, goods and services, 125 million and 120 million for employees. Program 5, in here in the emergency program 5 is the community development, 94 million, and then the NDA, 184 million, which are the major instruments program. And in terms of economic classification, again, 239 million on transfer, mainly to come the NDA and in terms of the provincial allocations, in terms of the sector, the increase over the last 7 years was 8%. The current allocation for the sector in 2016 will be 16.7 billion. And it was increased 17.5 billion and then 18.3 billion in the out year. If we look in terms of provincial breakdown for 2015-16, we will then have Eastern Cape on 2.2 billion, the Free State on 1 billion, Gauteng, Nice Allocation 3.9 billion,
dividend 2.8 billion, Limpopo 1.5 billion, Mpumalanga 1.3 billion, Northern Cape of the smallest 799 billion, Northwest 1.3 billion, and Western Cape 1.9 billion. So it's about 16.7 billion for the statement. So it's 16. And if we take it in terms of economic education for the United States, administration of 2.6 billion, social welfare services, 3.6 billion, children and families, 6.2 billion, as far as the services, 2.3 billion, and then development and education, 1.8 billion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Okay, thank you very much for the presentation. Can I open to members of the delegation to respond to the presentation? Thank you.
do appreciate this has made the need to the case of the allocations to communities. So they can be able to report when we engage with our community. Having said that, Minister, again, I want to have a statement that my delivery said with regards to pain or situation or opportunity that you don't have as many buttons that can gain or to. So we do want to encourage those that if we need to go on and not to retrogress. However, there's still a lot of work to be covered on the ground. If you understand, we may have difficulties. But if, for instance, you defend us one example, people still apply for social grants, and the turnaround time for them to receive responses from the department is long. The renewals take a long time. Then we have a problem. We need to move into such issues so that we go on improving the quality of life of the people who stay by offering services to their quality. The presentation was quite long and informative, but I just want to ask you a couple of questions. I see in your slides, in the presentation, you've got quite a number of areas where you hold figures. For instance, let me say just one example, 3,000 participating in mobilization program, 1,500 with attending medical care, and so on and so on. 500 implementers on social behavior change. The figures go on and on, right through implementation. My question is, what informs those figures? How do you arrive at those figures? The next question relates to the children that are referred to institution for diversion, as what monitoring mechanisms are in place to ensure that they are calculated in the for our investment in relation to children with a question with disability, are the mechanisms to ensure that they also reach the disability centers and that they are not deprived through their disability? As the minister was entering here, something that relates to what I'm talking about, although it does not necessarily relate to children. I was commenting about our entrance into mainstream. We received guests, sometimes some of the participants, straight through the gate, straight into the mainstream. They ignore and focus on disability. But we're in an institution of government that is saying that you need to take care of the needs of people with disability. And in the very beginning, we are not complying. And I don't think it's the joy of us in the community. We need to minister out to ensure that we relax our attention. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair.
One more thing.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Monitoring evaluation. First question, is this the first year that you are implementing the monitoring and evaluation program?
How much will that be?
Okay, so what is the first year implementing the monitoring and evaluation program? Is it something that you're going to do in-house or is it something that you're outsourcing? If you are the service provider, have you identified them at least, and I'm sure we're going to pay for that. On your help desk program, you know, so many departments have help desks. So the local government, there seems to be help desks and everything. So what's going to make this different? And you know that most of the people that would be wanting to use help desk are those that are living out in rural areas, most of them don't have access, you know, mobile access can be very difficult at those times. So what are we doing to be able to really meet the needs of the people who need it the most if we are in terms of the help desk program? I would like an update on the DACA program. The last I heard in the news that there was well, not in the news, but obviously we still continue to look at SALSA, the social grants being outsourced, the payments of social grants being outsourced. Are we looking at building capacity internally? And I think there probably there was discussion about that in the high cost that is going to pay the company to pay social grants. On social workers, how many, or do we have any idea how many social worker positions are not filled? How many social workers are unemployed? And I ask this question purely because I get quite a few calls from friends of mine, including KZN, North KZN, who went to UKZN and completed their social worker degree that was funded by the Department of Social Development, and they have not been able to be placed. And I'm sure that's not going to be a unique program around. But even had a project starting in the United States at some point. Children on the early child development program, do you know how many children are eligible nationally for this program? Since you've identified a goal to increase the amount of 229,995, so how many are actually eligible? So we can know how far we go in this region. Now the six, the adoption program, given our high rates of orphans and vulnerable children in the country, I think we really need to strengthen this program. We know that a lot of the social ills in our country is really due to the lack of parental or adult supervision growing up. And if our children can be absorbed into homes, and not just any homes, of course, we need to have a very effective adoption program because, you know, children can put into the hands of really wicked people out there. So maybe I could just have some speak to that. Are we looking at strengthening the adoption program? And if we are, what challenges are we experiencing and what can we do to speed up that process? Yeah, to make that program as effective as possible. And I think,
thank you very much. Honorable Kaoma.
I would like to thank the government for the service. I have another long list of questions. There is a few questions, several things. The first one is in relation to what has been passed on. You have the pitch for the presentation, you have 100% absorption of the cover. I did ask the president last year, in case the damage is still in your family. I didn't do it as well as a protest, the social average marketing as of now. I don't know whether it's national or the COVID who is responsible for the mishap, the positive happening in Kyrgyzstan. Last year I was even listening to one of the phoning in programs, so one of them was saying they couldn't go out to the shop because there's a contract that they signed with the department. Now they can't carry it out as the first step was to help the department for a particular number of years before they can be able to be free of the contract. For it is still a problem on our next. The second one is the issue pertaining to the laughter relief program. I just want to understand it. Does it complement the finances you quote? And when is disaster in your terms? Because, you know, the understanding of this is very, very difficult. Sometimes you go to the power that be, you talk about an issue that has happened, and the response you get is very not a disaster. But you get a similar occasion happening as well. For example, there was this funeral in 2009 on Sunday. It was a putting that government came into hand. When old Koko was raped by his own grandfather, then she died. The government came here because they thought it was. What I'm saying is, in other hands, when one person is part away in whatever circumstance, which is also some kind of disaster, you go to the power that is, not one person died, not a disaster. So I just want to understand, in your terms of social development, when is disaster a disaster? So that you know, they are able to lay out accordingly with the people on the ground and able to be nice with you when these things happen, especially when you keep it in deep, deep land area. You know, these things happen week in, week out, and there is no assistance because these explanations of what a disaster is has not filtered down accordingly. Lastly, Jefferson, referring to universalization. For my own understanding, I would like to know how that's a big term. Universalization. What is the problem to that? Thank you.
prepare them or whatever your department has decided in time, because my impression is that once you employ them, the less crime even in the country, because the more more unemployment, the more crime there is. Coming to the moral ethics minister. Yes, but you know, not all of them, but one who rotten apple spoils the others. If one social worker has done it, being a professional, then it spoils the whole thing. And if there's something that you can't deal with, because it comes with immoral ethics, saying that what Honorable Kaula was talking about in terms of an elderly old being raised by their own grandson and I, it's a moral thing which you can't deal with. Immoral ethics with that thing that need to be instilled more on some of the programs that you and social development are offering countrywide. I just wanted to know for curiosity purposes, Minister, your initiative and your strategies, do you ever consider working with the ETW program? Because I've seen some collaboration one along the way that could bring some alignment into that. For me, something could happen in there. And lastly, the drug rehabilitation center, and I'll speak Minister, specifically on the ones I know in the Western Cape. Are we getting justice in terms of what is happening in there? It's a bad situation, and I know you've got programs trying to prevent that. What can you inform in terms of the programs? Is there any bettering, or are we getting worse? You know, it's the same thing that I always say with the correctional services. The more we keep them in jail, they get worse. They relapse at some stage. How do we prevent that? But I know you are hands-on. You are one person that has been with the Honorable Mbuku. You are on the ground. You are there. You've got passion for what you are doing. And I've seen so much responsibility of your department. But I just want to say to the department, keep up the good work. I believe your department gives structure not only to families but to the nation at large. And I thank you.
Thank you very much, the chairperson. I apologize for being a bit late. No, we've had a congress this weekend, and there's a lot of preparation. We've got the right leaders in place. Thank you very much, the chairperson. I've got a couple of questions, and also thank you for the presentation. I think you've done a great job to give us so much information. The first question is, how many halfway houses are there in the country for persons in distress, and are there any plans to roll out to all the provinces? The next question is, what provision is made to expand, especially access to for children with disabilities to the EDC facilities, since they are often excluded by ECD service providers on the basis of a resource constraints? And then another question, what mechanisms are in place to monitor the food security progress? And we know what happened there in the country in the past months, that people are getting ill at institutions. So what are we doing? Is there something in place for that? And then, Honourable Chairperson, regarding our oversight visitor to Oudtshoorn 2 weeks ago, we visited crashes there in that area, and I'm very, very worried about the two crashes we visit in Oudtshoorn. The one is a registered crash, and the building is not bigger than this room here. It's small, and there's 100 children in it. You can't even walk in that facility. And that is a registered crash. If one child is getting ill in that crash, all of them will be. So there's no facilities, it is small, there's only one door for them to get up. If something happens inside, it is all that building is there. I'm telling you now, all of them. There's no playground outside, there's only two toilets. That is a disaster. So, and I really want the department to go back God's word and look into that one, because that is a registered Christian. And the other one is not registered. It is in an old school building. And they deal it with adults. In a gym, only two toilets. There's 20 at that moment when we were there. And I think someone was informed them that we are coming, because I was 2 weeks before that. I was there on my own. And that was also a disaster. Not even the caretaker was on the premises. There was a little child was looking after 27 children. And the day when we were there, the observer was there, everything was neat, but still, it is not a place for children to be. I can't see that we keep children in such conditions. And when we asked the lady there, what about food, then she said sometimes she provided out of her own pocket. So that's not the problem. I can't see that we can carry on with that. And really, I wanted the party honorable minister to get back there and see what is going on there in the outside. So we'll give you the names, we have the names. I haven't got it here with me now. But both of that case, we must get back and we must investigate what is going on. Please. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I will raise my things before you, so I know it's plenty of them. Just want to start with the last issue that was just been raised by honorable members. Hidden disabled sanity. In our pre-visit, I visited Center for Sanity. There are two stretches, we call them stretches, we visited. The first one is at Center for Sanity. There, also the issue of housing, building itself. Then the other one is at 102, and that one was closed. But the department was represented by the province from the provincial level. What we got from the department, which was very fresh to me, is that they are working with an NGO, the Welfare Association of Society. Some of the money budget is given to that NGO to appoint social workers, to do work that is supposed to be done by the department, to my understanding, but it's done by that NGO. And they are not doing very well. In fact, one of the ministers, when we arrived there, the building was built by the municipality. They decided to close, even before it was closed, the teachers that were there, whether they were qualified or not, is another thing. But they were removed and replaced by the African-speaking teachers to teach. Okay, it's a combination of languages, but the majority is French-speaking, to be taught by the African-speaking teachers. I think that has to be followed up. It's one of the same municipality and the common society. And that NGO, they, I don't know why they got some sponsors to buy feed and everything for implement for that place. But when the place was closed, they removed them. We don't know where they placed them. We agreed with them that they must put them back, because we try also to contribute some money to reopen the place. But we are told that they are refused. But they are funded by government. And we are working with the minister to investigate that and check how do you take money for government. Give it to the NGO to appoint social workers. We are just saying now, there are social workers that are trained by the government and they're not placed. But you are taking money to appoint, to give an NGO to appoint social workers. That's what I think. Maybe there is a thing to give you the report of our taking parliament to the people on all social services issues or social development related issues, so that you can address almost all of them. But those specific things important that we follow them up. It's usually not normal that you face a fish or swimming well, because one of the fish is supposed to be. But you have been praised, honorable minister, by almost all the members, that you are doing a very good job in terms of your visibility in the community, together with your team, as well as the preparations of the document. I think that you can take home with from the community, bearing in mind that it's represented by almost all parties that we have, except UDM, but also from all problems. It must mean something to the so I'm raising this, Honorable Minister, so that you know that it's not just one-sided information, but it's almost all members of the Commission praising the work that's done by the Department. I want to say, I don't think we are, some of my members are organized, not for a response to just Commission. We're not communicating well the good work that is done by the Department. That is why the feeling to some people that we're not doing this as a department. Maybe there's a need to improve communication with the department. I'm kind of different as well with the communication here. We need to improve on what we are doing. Not only to communicate good work, but for people to know what is happening in different ways. So that if there are needs for, there's a need for a kind of people can do so. The second matter is that I'm not sure, I did not hear that whether this strategy, this strategy that is being presented to us is in line with the NGP and zone and other strategic documents that is supposed to be aligned to. CFO, do we have money to do all this in the position? You know, the weakness of government is that we request budget based on activities, not costed projects. Because part of all the activities that are presented here, you still have to come up with projects and cost it. And only to find that later we don't have enough money to implement all this. And people will say, you promised and did not do it. I'm just cautious. It's important that before maybe we go to present, I know you are hearing through April 26th. Go back to your budget and see if you're going to be able to implement all of these things that we are presenting today. My sense is that you want to do all these things because they're important, but you rather pronounce things that you're going to be able to implement because of the availability of our resources. The other question for my side is that to what extent is this recent xenophobia attack to the foreign nations affected the department? I've seen the minister in one occasion with some of them there. To what extent is the department affected? If this one is named to the grants, who might give grants to foreign nations? It's difficult to differentiate when you look at us from the sense that people from Swaziland look just like you. You can't say I'm from Swaziland or from South Africa when we're together. And some of them do them. I know because I'm from Mpumalanga, bordering Mozambique and the Swaziland. There's a lot of them. What extent is it affecting our social system? And you, in some of our towns, I mean, Mombela for example, people that you find on the street, happy man, especially people with disabilities, mostly blind, I don't know whether they're blind or not, but people that don't know them. But I will see them being led by people asking money on the street. And when you ask them that the court government is giving you a grant for this, they will say that from Zimbabwe. They could be coming from other countries. What are we doing? Because in the eyes of the people, it looks like we're not looking after our people, those who don't know. It may not be the responsibility of this department. What are we doing with those people? Because it doesn't really look good. The blind people, if they are blind, on the street requesting the money from the moderate. And the substance abuse, let me start by saying, the substance abuse is a major problem. These drugs are eating up our young generation on a very serious note. In some cases, we find that the grand houses, these things of rape of grandmother and elderly people eating them. Most of them are not in their shopping mind. They are under the influence of this drug. And I've seen that you've mentioned other problems. I don't have a problem. suicide is very similar. We don't have one. And there's still a problem. I know because a very close relative of mine has burned the house, beat the mother, chased everyone away. But go around to the offices, they don't help you because you don't have anything. I was going to suggest that. I don't know, I started by this problem. Mpumalanga and the Bombo, they are not mentioning those departments. They are bordering. I'm not saying 100% rather coming from our neighboring country, but there is an element. It's easy to traffic them inside the country. A bordering country outside of Africa, I would really suggest that we have those centers in those provinces. I don't know how, but I don't know, maybe it's because of Mpumalanga. I was going to prioritize these three provinces because of the location where they find themselves. And if you look at the abuse of drugs, it is very high. Very high. I don't know if South Africa exists. No, they do. When I check on the internet, they do the North one. Many of them. But these three provinces, not the so well off provinces, I would request that they are considered in the universalization. Let me also check my understanding. Are we talking about the... No, let me make my point. The child support grant, as well as the fostering grant, which is not equal. They're not receiving enough money, but the needs are not enough. In fact, for me, it even works with the child support grant, because some of them don't have seen a lot of outside. But the money that they're getting is far less than what is received by the foster care grant, and also the duration time. Others are getting up to 8 years, others up to 31 years. How can we make sure that they get the same and the age? Because when they are 18 years is when they have the most critical time when they are in university, if they are going to school and when they have money. The one of them has raised the issue of EPWP, I would combine it with the community development workers or practitioners, as well as I'm a home-based care practitioner. Those women who have been doing this without any compensation, to what extent can we accommodate them? Because the problem that we have when we meet with them, they will tell that we are not old enough to get pension, we are not young enough to be accommodated by EPWP. But they are doing the job. Can we consider them when we act with these other people and give them the stipend in the form of EPWP or CWP? Office accommodation. Are we in the process of building? I saw the budget allocated. I'm not sure whether it's rental or what, but it will assist that. We have our own buildings because we go nowhere as a department. This department is always here. Where we don't have offices, we move towards building our own offices so that we can reduce that money that we use for office accommodation. People with disability as well. We, in my province, had a meeting with them. They are saying they can work as part of the ECW. I know that it's not only the department that's appointed, but can we mobilize or engage other departments that also have EPWP program or PWP to accommodate them, those who can find a position to work as EPWP, because they feel that they are being excluded because of their condition. I think I've covered all the issues that I wanted to cover. The issue of social cohesion and immoral fiber is also very much critical. I did not say whether it is part of the if it is, we might need to have programs that advise addressing these issues. Not easy, because start from a very young age, but to come up with some awareness programs in the department, I think that can make it easier. Can I allow you, Amita? We'll give you 20 minutes for another phone, please.
Okay,
including
all of us,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me just firstly thank the honorable member for the question they've asked, and for complimenting the work that we are doing as the department. And yes, Chairperson, whoever has a problem, even in government, they come to social development. Even if the issue have nothing to do with us, and we never say to people, no, we can't help you, go and look for help somewhere else. And secondly, some of the questions I don't think we'll be able to respond to, that one, if we can't, and all those things. And maybe if we have come to give a report, we would have prepared ourselves for that. So we are going to make a follow-up on those. I think the reason we ended up coming up with a program called Mekonzo was to deal in a systematic way with the challenges that face our communities. And as social development from local, province to national level. And the program here to focus on the issues of the youth, women, families, victim empowerment, access to social assistance. And we must say that in some of the communities we do get support, and also that in the problems that we find in communities are almost the same. For instance, you will find the problem of alcohol and substance abuse, problem of violence against women and children, that might be caused by our country, that we are still a patriarchal country, but also because of many other related factors. Teenage pregnancy, high levels of school dropout, unemployment, poverty, people looking for jobs where they expect someone to come to them, or they expect to go and look for jobs, lack of creativity, and lack of the knowledge of environment safety. And that happens throughout the country. But also what we're trying to do, or what we're trying to do with the council, is to go to the doorstep of the poor establishment. The issue just mentioned of infrastructure. It's difficult for our people to access us. And people who come to social development are poor. So just yesterday, I was fighting with one of our workers. I came across a woman who said, hey, please, I've had a problem here. I stopped working in December. Went to apply for the grant because I'm about 60. I've been to your offices for time. Then I phoned the regional manager and gave him everything. Then the regional manager acted very promptly. And then this district manager called to say, ma'am, will you please come to our office today so that I can assist you? I then asked for the phone and I said, hello. I then pronounced his name properly. And he said, I am so and so. And then I said, my name is Martin Benjamin. And he said, oh, I'm very sorry. And then I said to him, look, this mama has been coming to the offices 4 times without help. Where is she going to get money? And she says, no, she does not know how much UIF is she going to get. And I said, but where does that come in? Where did you get it from? So I think our training too needs to be upscaled so that our people are able to respond promptly. It's not going to happen over a short period of time. But I must say that with EPWP at SAFA, we've been employing young people. And we employ them, others have degrees, we want to do documents, and they are very sharp. These things depend on the age of people and what they believe in, hands-on and everything. So we have to upscale our training. And then it's possible for us to work with EPWP. We're already working through EPWP home base care. In some of the areas, we are negotiating with public works for the employment of ECD practitioners. And CCGs also, and CCWs are paid through EPWP. But also, one other area that we think is important, young people should come to this program, gain skills, and move on. Decide whether they want to be teachers, social workers, or whatever. It should not be a permanent job. It should be a way of improving their understanding of what work is. Issues of xenophobia. Our focus has been humanitarian as well as a community facilitation, trying to ensure that there is a peace and acceptance of the foreign nationals, and as well as healing. We come from KZN. Once there is a spark in KZN, it moves like a wildfire because some of our people are angry. So we need to ensure that programs that we come up with have an element of a lasting peace. And some of the elements of a lasting peace are socio-economic programs. So this means that we have to strengthen our socio-economic programs. But one other thing that is important is that in South Africa, in other countries, they don't mix with foreign nationals. South Africa, we stay together. And surely, there will be a scramble of resources. You go ready to clinic, you find out that there isn't enough medication and whatever. But what I think is important for us who understand violence is to explain everybody to our people that this is not going to help. Because as soon as the foreign nationals leave, they're going to fight alone and find someone to blame in the area and end up having continuous violence in your area. Right now, in some of the areas that we visited Saturday, women feel unsafe because there isn't anyone who is protecting them. And surely when there are such a situation, there are those that become bosses in the area. And honorable member Kaula understands all these things that I'm talking about because we've been through them. And also, one other issue is that there are many undocumented foreign nationals in South Africa. I'm not talking about the ones that are inside the country, along the borders, Northern Natal, Northern KwaZulu-Natal, Lesotho. On the pension payout day, there are buses from Lesotho to South Africa. And Swaziland, they have a dual citizenship. And so you can't say you can't you are not going to get a grant yet. But there are people who have been in those areas for more than 50 years who are not in the system. They are not documented. Their children have been to school and they can't move on with their lives because of that. And we need to find a different way of dealing with these issues. And I think we are going to act responsibly as South Africans because we've been able to deal with a number of issues that were challenges to our country. Alcohol and substance abuse is a challenge, and it needs all of us to come together and deal with it. Also, childhood development. I think what we have done is to submit a policy to cabinet, and then we are busy with the alternative costing models, because a cabinet asks for alternative costing models. So we are going to present it in the next 3 months, and we hope we are going to move forward, because also we were given a money to do an audit. And secondly, we've done an audit, and out of 1.2 million children that attend ECD, 500,000 is paid for by parents, and there are more than 4 million or 3.8 million children that do not access ECD. We say that we have a lot of work to do, because ECD has been a private thing. Now government has said ECD must be a public good. But one other thing is that provinces are responsible for ECD. So we are trying to work together, give a direction in terms of what is supposed to be done. When an ECD has one exit, we don't compromise. We don't allow that. But also, we don't force people to close. We help them with the minimum or basic standards that we can provide, because we do want children to go to ECD. Because when government says education is an apex priority, it means that you start actually at ECD, or you start at the first 1,000 days of the child, because they are more important. Start from gestation and then move on. Yes, our program relates to the NDP. I think the issues of ECD, are there issues of social workers? Are they in the social service professionals? Are they in the ECD and trying to ensure that social development is community-based? All those issues are in this document. So, yeah, I think we have tried to ensure that the elements of the NTA are strong in our document or are clear. Halfway houses, and we will give a response in writing. Food security, we do have a program of food security throughout the country, but we have to upscale that, because we do have a problem of malnutrition in some of the area, more particularly around the farming areas, former Bantustan areas, and some of the people that have problems of malnutrition are caregivers. They are grant recipients, but they need us to sit down with them and say, look, this is what you have to buy so that you have nutritious food. It's a hot potato. when the program started, Minister Zola Skweya suggested that the whole amount, the money that has to do with social workers is put aside and is driven by the National Health Department. But there wasn't an agreement. The money was distributed to provinces. Now, what has been happening all along is that provinces have been absorbing social workers, and they only get the absorption money. And then moving forward, there are no salaries. And that is why it has been difficult for them to continue absorbing social workers. But the province that has the most problems is what we have. And I've had more than one magic. I've also spoken to some of them, had a meeting. I've also met with the MEC to try and look into what we can do. But maybe what we need to say here, though it has not been approved, we've looked at the profit that was made or that comes from the bursary allocation. And we have proposed that maybe we should use that profit to pay social workers because we really need them. And but also, what the agreement says is that after 3 months, you have the right to look for the job and whatever. But we understand it's not easy to look for a job if you are from a shabby institution. So it's not that we are sitting down. We've also communicated with the Minister of Higher Education, and also they have taken a lot of intent, and we are continuing, and we agree that we will focus on areas where there are challenges. In other provinces, they absorb that they don't have a problem with this. Now, a joke is that when this thing of making social workers intent started, was started by the Western Cape, and I wrote a hot letter to the MEC, and then he employed them. And then the others did not say that we are all going to be faced by the same situation because of this challenge. But we must congratulate him for being able to employ social workers. And then time frame, we are going to supply members with a time frame for the work which we are going to do. I think other things we need to have more content on, because if you questions are asked just in passing, sometimes it becomes a problem. Universalization, it is when you do away with the means test and ensure that everyone who qualifies for a certain facility gets the facility. For instance, in the Western Cape, they will tell you some of the things that happen because of a grant and how our parents end up taking a very difficult decision. In the Eastern Cape, we came across an old man who said, look, I can't receive a grant, and I'm married, and I can't ask for money from your mother. And you know what we have done? As I'm talking to you, we are divorced in paper, but we stay together because I want to get a grant. And you see that? Those are the things that I would come across. And then secondly, the late Mamwiti, the record said, hey, you know what, we have a problem. When you come to do the NIST test, you look at the house, and yes, I might have the house, but there's no food in the house, and I can't eat bricks. because I did exist and I was a good citizen when I grew up. So why should I be punished if I was a good citizen? I can't maintain myself now as I worked hard for my family. So this issue that have come up also with these things happening in other countries, they have special ways of doing them because there are those that would not qualify because of the work they are doing. So they are done, it's possible to do them. So that is what we talk about. We talk about universalization. Yes, disaster. I think social development treats disaster differently. We have two areas, KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape, that most of the time have disasters. And all the time when I really watch videos, I will call the CEO and we will send a people preview to go and see what they can do. It will be fire, storm, lightning come back in KwaZulu-Natal in a big way. So, and sometimes we are called, people will respond. We can't say there's nothing we can do and help in the way we can help. And sometimes I think the things we do is because we are a caring department, but also our work is to ensure that we promote a good value in our society. If you think that we don't respond, you also have the right to contact us. But more particularly in the Western Cape, we know now in July it's going to be raining pressure dogs, so I'm going to be working a lot. And then towards December, it's going to be fire because it will be dry and candles and whatever will be causing a fire. So we also know areas where we have a problem. Corruption, I think we are doing well in as far as corruption is concerned. The re-registration process has also set up. Because we are able to see what are in this area. There are a few people that have been getting a grant here, and the number has grown. And then we follow that path. We are trying our best. It's not an easy department. It's a very difficult department. But we are really trying. Thank you very much, Chief.
Yes, I
see you,
just want to say again, when we do the oversight, we will be asking you regular about what you are presenting today. And I think that is why I want you to be sure that is what you want to do and you have resources to do it. Thank you very much for your time. I would want to request you to be able to do it.
On page 3, okay, on the second option, and the third option, it says certified current national and provincial department. Is it going to be all department or only section 15 can be involved? Or what do you think happens?
Okay, if you look at the on the second, it's going to be Mpumalanga and Gauteng
together.
Michelle will be there because these are the short provinces. First date is on the following day.
So one day
we will
okay.
I will find him, can we move for that, okay? Honorable Funabas?
I move.
Okay, the move in the corner. I was running for the connection. That's all. Thank you very much, honorable members. Then we have consideration of the minutes. We had minutes of the meeting with the IEC. Unfortunately, maybe I will not have, I apologize, on behalf of the NCOP, not on my behalf, because it was supposed to be provincial week. But we were told to say let's try and organize an oversight. It was in two to three days, and we realized that it was important that we can have an oversight or a meeting. Then we said, because there's been this outstanding meeting of the IEC, we then invited the IEC. Most members were not here, but we understood. It was because of the confusion. It was only myself and honorable members. But then, because, you know, we don't meet, not because we did not meet members, but already we have called them and were and got apologies in that meeting, couldn't turn us back to hear that meeting. It was a very good meeting.
We've done a good job. You knew we've done a good job.
you can see the meaning. It was a good meeting, I must say. Empowering. Two important things that came out of that meeting, that there is an urgent need of a meeting between our committee and the committee of COP together with the IEC. Because at the two ministers, reason being that, I'm just highlighting those two, but minister here, reason being that IEC is now being delayed by this new delay to re-dictation of municipal boundaries and also what is the right term of and the other matter, it was elections of Bunda. They are requested to run the election of Bunda as they are Burundi. They were requested to do that, but now they have not yet received budget from Department of they wanted us to intervene. We've already through the parliamentarization of it, communicated to the minister who promised to talk to the other ministers. Because they said if they don't get the budget by end of May, there's no way that they can ask. They would rather apologize. Which I don't think as the institutional organization of Poly, we can do that because they can easily make that to the program later. So we would want to assist on that plan. That was the situation about the meeting. Now, I don't know whether I have to ask the board who is going to move, who is going to support.
Well, I will move, you must support.
Can we take it like that? But I just wanted to say, it was not that the course were undermining me, it was the environment to find ourselves because of the translation of the provincial. Can I have your move up on the
floor? I move. No,
before
the move. No, I'm trying to move it. Should the current thing to do is to lodge.
Yeah,
probably minutes of the
question. even know it in a minute. Thank you very much for the
guidance. I think that is in about a minute. Remember, there is a little challenge. We're supposed to make issue and documentation on the agenda. But we took a decision that if there is no position, we're not going to change it. But especially with this, important panel that we're dealing with, we just got emails and SMS for evening from human segment that both the minister and the deputy will not be available on Friday. I need your guidance on that issue. Because they are supposed to be hearing on the NCOP auditor next week to me. Can I get you a permission?
This coming Friday, we will not hear from the DA party, from my party.
And you can't afford not to hear us as a backbone and of the shell of the
I don't have opposition here. Okay. Now, from another member, I want us to speak to the principal. Mm-hmm. I want us to speak to the principal. We said we're not going to take advantage with some of the politicians. So I was running.
The tricky part of the whole situation is that they are appearing before they enter for the beauty to the on the place. Is that what you say? Is the way of shifting it to study the department? I would say maybe they have to put some time on this thing. If the minister should be agreeing, because really, you see the impact of the presence of the politician, you saw it today. We've always gone with the acting down to the minister. But today we've got clarity on a number of issues because it's not present. So I think we need to stick by the principle if it is possible. Or shift the meeting to the state if it's that's good to be.
Honorable
Kaola,
very invited.
No, I just understood from the proposal. Thursday is normally caucus day, but we may, if it is Thursday, we'll have to compromise because it's only that these are coming very early and none of us will come, or we compromise our lunchtime. So we can only look in those two targets because we tend to run for focus time. But I do agree with the proposal. It's just a question of finding out which time we want to sacrifice ourselves.
Thank you. I support the
They always have to be an apology. I think once a day we can survive in the city of the Salon Line Court.
But the wife also on the last meeting, she was
But I think it is a principle, I think it's a good principle to adopt. If they can see us on Thursday, I think that would be, we should like be able to do it and meet them off.
Can we try because we don't know they are
We will try to check that because it has to be between 8 and 10 because it's